Seattle residents have seen parks funding measures on the ballot in the past and been very generous. But the measure on the ballot arriving this week is very different from what you've seen in the past. For the first time in Seattle park history, voters are deciding whether to create a park district and overhaul parks funding. Proposition 1 would create a new taxing authority. It's called the Metropolitan Park District, or MPD. Along with the MPD, the proposition also includes an ILA, or interlocal agreement. We asked Seattle Parks and Recreation Superintendent Christopher Williams to put that in plain English.
An MPD, or park district, is a taxing mechanism, and think about it as a pass-through to collect taxes and pass those taxes on to the park department. How will I know that my tax dollars are going to be used in the way in which I voted for them to be used for? Well, the council has developed an interlocal agreement, and this is an agreement between the city council and the city. It describes a 6-year funding plan, so in other words, what the taxpayer gets.
The Parks Department and the City Council helped to put Proposition on the ballot in Seattle. They'd like to see it pass. So what does Seattle Parks need more money for? Well, last November, Parks Division Manager Dan Johnson took me on a tour of Green Lake Park, Seattle's most popular. As we walked by that crew house near the grandstand at the southern end of Green Lake, Dan told me there's a lot more problems than meet the eye.
You have to understand that our infrastructure is old, and so there's a vault in the ground with a large pump that pumps sewage. Now, if the power were to go out, which it does, as sewage builds up, it will flood into the shell house here in Crew House.
And that's happened more than once. Infrastructure improvements like that sewage pump and the park's $250 million maintenance backlog. These are issues that the public can't always see, is what Dan told me. Now, there's spirited opposition to funding Seattle parks with a new taxing district. But one thing opponents and supporters of Proposition 1 agree on is that Seattle parks need more money for those improvements. The disagreement is more about how Seattle should go about getting the money. Don Harper is chair of Our Parks Forever, which opposes Proposition 1. Ken Bounds is a former Seattle Park superintendent and a leader in the movement to pass Prop 1. I asked both Ken and Don for the one thing they want to tell voters about Proposition 1. Ken, arguing for a park district, made the case that in most park districty of terms, that if you like it, you got to put a ring on it.
They love their parks, and so we need to invest in them. Prop 1 is really about renewing our commitment by creating an opportunity to secure some long-term, stable, dedicated funding so that our children will have the opportunity to enjoy this wonderful legacy that we've inherited and we've been responsible for stewarding in the past.
Don Harper, you're the chair of Our Parks Forever. You are urging people to vote against this parks district. What's the one thing you think people should keep in mind when they're looking at their ballot?
Sure. The people that are in my side of the campaign love parks, and we believe in spending money on parks. We see the needs for additional money on parks. So our problem with the Metropolitan Parks District is that levies have been working very well for us for decades. So what we see with the Metropolitan Parks District is that it increases the property tax levy lid by 21%. Once it's voted in, you will never be able to vote on a park issue again. It's permanent, and the voters cannot change it by initiative. They cannot change it by a vote. These levies, we get a voice in our parks, and we strongly disagree with the loss of one of our rights to vote.
I want to talk about accountability, because that's one of the issues that's come up when it comes to whether we should have a separate Metropolitan Park District that levies its own taxes. Don, I know that's one concern about opponents of this is, will this park district be accountable enough? Where do those concerns lie?
Well, to me, when the mayor and the city want to take away one of your rights to a vote and say, no, we're going to cover you by being able to vote just for the city council. You know, that's how we're going to do it.
Because the city council will be overseeing
this.
That's right.
They're going to be the board of directors. And we're going to lose our right to vote. Because what happens when a levy comes to us? I don't care if it's the library, transportation, right? We get to ask ourselves as a community, has Parks done a good job? Did they spend their money efficiently? Are we getting the projects that we've asked for?
But I got to ask you, I'm talking to Don Harper and Ken Bounds, both sides of this Proposition 1 initiative that voters are facing. When it comes to accountability, if the city council, as the overseers of this parks district, are botching it and misspending the money, doesn't the accountability come at their election time? Won't they get voted out if they're not doing sufficient oversight?
Well, that's sort of assuming that we're one-issue voters. And what I find is that with most of the people that I talk to, the huge majority of people, we're not one-issue voters.
What about the accountability issue, Ken? When it comes to that, some people even in this room, are uneasy with the idea that there'd be a separate taxing district and voters wouldn't be able to continually approve funding. Where's the accountability going to lie?
I'd go back to the issue of accountability of our elected officials. I feel perfectly capable of parsing lots of different issues in my own head and voting for mayor and city council and holding them accountable for the quality of life I get to enjoy in the city of Seattle. But on top of that, one of the things the council did was pass an ordinance when they put this on the ballot. And the ordinance has embedded in it lots of accountability, much more robust accountability system than any of the levies we've had in the past.
I want to circle back to where we began this discussion about the state of Seattle parks today and ask you, Ken Bounds, a former park superintendent and advocate of creating a park taxing district. If we were to look ahead a year or two, let's assume we pass this, what kind of improvements will we see with our parks?
Well, we'll see significant improvements. I think what you'll see in 2, 3, 4 years is you'll see cleaner parks. You'll see restrooms and shelters and pools having they're no longer roofs leaking. You'll see lots of improvements in the facilities. So there's lots of both programming and maintenance improvements that you'll see in 2 or 3 years.
Don Harper, what do you think we'll see if you lose this? You're saying vote no on this. What do you think we're going to see if we approve a park district taxing district?
What I think you're going to see is that for the next 3, maybe 4 years, you'll probably see them try as best they can to follow what they've lined out in their interlocal agreement. And remember, that interlocal agreement, you don't get to vote on. Basically, the interlocal agreement is just simply a contract between two government bodies, the city council and the city council acting as the board of directors. It can be dissolved or changed with 180 days notice from either side. So we don't really see the interlocal agreement as binding.
Why is that significant?
Because there's no accountability. If the city council or the board of directors decides to do something else with the money, it kind of falls into, what do I see after 4 years? Remember, we can have new city council members. We can have a new mayor. So when you're looking at this, You want to look outside what you're seeing in front of you right now. You want to see it in 10 years. You want to see it in 20 years. Who's in charge? What's happening? What are they going to do with the money? Why are we doing it? Are we doing it because we want to build a $300 million waterfront park? Is that what we're going to do? So all these people out in the neighborhoods who think they're going to get this, all of a sudden it's being sucked up. Are they going to build a basketball arena? People laugh. Sometimes the other side loves to say, oh, that would never happen.
Let's hear what the other side says.
That'd be nice if I had an opportunity. The idea that
this tax money that would go into the district would be used just for a waterfront park or for a basketball arena. How do you respond to that, Ken?
Well, I think they're searching for reasons for people not to vote for this. And they're throwing things against the wall and seeing what sticks. This is a law that was passed. It's got a 6-year plan attached to it. It identifies hundreds of projects and 137 parks, but it didn't have the money to buy it.
Is there anything preventing the money from going to a new basketball stadium?
Well, what's preventing the money from going to a new basketball stadium is that the law says in the next 6 years this is where the money's going to go. Now, after 6 years, there's a citizen process that's established in the law that says these citizens are going to come together, they're going to develop a plan, make recommendations to the mayor and the city council on how we should expend these funds for the next 6 years. It's just something they made up as a way to get people confused and worried.
Don, did you just make that up?
It's in the RCW, and if you actually go—
The RCW
that's not in the city law.
That creates the Metropolitan Parks District, because this is a state-created taxing district. So if you look at the actually read when you get your voter's pamphlet, you're going to see right in there the legal description of what you're actually voting for with the Metropolitan Parks District. It's we all think of parks. When we think of parks, we're thinking of our swimming pool or the park down the street or where we took our kids to soccer. Well, a parks district is a much broader definition. You got to look at it and say, well, look, in 180 days, either side can change their mind. Metropolitan Parks District, remember, is not a city entity. It is a state taxing district. So the Metropolitan Parks District could do it. Now, to me, when you're looking at this, when you're voting on it, now, if this was only for 6 years, if this was a 6 year or 8 year type of Metropolitan Parks District, and we got to vote on it again to say, yes, let's reaffirm that we like the Metropolitan Parks District and the new taxing, you know, money that it brings in, God, you know, we'd be right on board.
Ken, what do you have to say to that?
Well, either side is the same side. I mean, it is the city, and the city council and the mayor are accountable to the voters. If the city council and the mayor said, we're going to spend this money on a stadium, they'd get run out of town. That's not going to happen.
We've covered a lot of issues here. What didn't we cover that you think that people should think about when they're going to make this vote? What do you have to say, Dan?
Well, I would say that if the really if the proponents for creating Metropolitan Parks District really wanted accountability, then they would have considered and put in being able to elect the board of directors, or put in there a way to remove the Metropolitan Parks District by the citizens by referendum or however you'd like to do it, so that we could take this and have a voice. I'm rather shocked that the mayor and the city council are so willing to take away our right to vote on parks like we can now.
How about you, Ken Bounds? What didn't we talk about in this conversation that's important for people to know?
Well, I think what's important for people to know is that a lot of people have looked at this issue. We have over 70 organizations, civic, community, environmental, labor organizations that have endorsed this. This is really about the future of the parks and what are we going to do to renew our commitment. You're not voting for a parks district or a levy. You're voting for a parks district which has funding for the parks. If this fails, there is no funding. So this is about voting for parks or saying, oh, maybe someday in the future something else will happen. That's not good enough for the citizens, and that's not good enough for the park system.
That's Ken Bounds, former Seattle Parks Department superintendent. He wants you to vote for the park district, Proposition 1. You also heard from Don Harper, electrician and chair of Our Parks Forever. He wants you to vote against forming a park district. If you're a Seattle resident, your ballot should be in your mailbox this week. You can check out the online voters pamphlet and find out a lot more of that. You can even find out more by going to KUOW.org and search for parks. Don't forget to send that ballot in. It has to be in by August 5th. This is The Record on KUOW.